Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 212 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for joining me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all of the shares and the likes and all that kind of stuff. And it is, what is it, Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. So this one I want to talk about, the transformation of America from a high-trust society to a low-trust society. And I think this explains a lot of what's going on in America and why it's bad and how it's happening. And, you know, we are, you know, when you go outside, you have reasonable expectations. You trust that your neighbors aren't going to beat you to death or steal all your stuff. Or, you know, when you go to the store and you park your car, you go inside the store, you trust everybody's not going to just break, you know, smash your windows and steal everything in your car or what. You know, I mean, you have a reasonable expectation. You know, Francis Fukuyama wrote a book called Trust, The Social Virtues and the Creation of Prosperity. And he defined trust as the expectation of regular, honest, and cooperative behavior based on commonly shared norms. And, you know, there was a time in America where we were all on the same page. We were all kind of working together to keep this society functioning. You know, you need to have trust in order to function, right? I mean, you know, when you go to the store and you buy food, you trust that this food is not going to be poison, right? When you turn on your tap water at home, you have a reasonable expectation. You trust that that water is clean, that the people in charge of making that water clean are not, you know, negligent or derelict in their duty, or, you know, or not going to you care. I mean, you hope they care. You know, they look at our drugs. You know, we used to trust that the people who make the drugs are that they want to cure us of disease, you know, but it's, do they, you know, I mean, do they want to cure us of disease, or do they want to just keep us sick forever so they can make money? You know, I mean, when you put mail in the mailbox, you have a reasonable expectation that it's going to be delivered. You trust the mailman, the postal service, to deliver your mail. You know, your money, your savings account. You know, you put money in a bank and you trust that that money is there. But is it? You know, you trust when you give your life savings, you put it in an IRA or a 401k with, you know, Vanguard or Edward Jones, or, you know, you put money in Charles Schwab or the stock market or whatever. You know, you expect that money to be there when you retire. You expect it to be there. I mean, you trust these people. And, you know, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. When you send your children to school, you trust that those teachers are going to teach your children to read and write and do math. You know, when you call the police because someone has violated your rights, you trust that the police are going to be concerned with protecting your right. They're going to be concerned with finding who violated your rights, and you know, that's the point of the police. But, you know, you're not expecting the police to violate your rights. You know, you're not expecting the police to be on the side of the people who are violating your rights. You know, like I've mentioned a million times, you know, places like, well, any blue jurisdiction where Democrats are in charge, you know, the police are now the judges and the lawyers and the prosecutors and the DAs or whatever. They're all, you know, they don't really exist to protect your rights anymore. You can't trust these people. You know, for example, taxes. You know, you pay your taxes and you trust the government to take those taxes. I mean, the whole point, and I've talked about this before, the whole point of taxes is so that we can have things like roads and bridges and sewer systems and national defense. And, you know, we can have these things. You trust that the government is going to use your taxes for those things. But do they? What are they doing with all this tax money? I mean, they're giving it away to people who have never paid taxes. They're giving it away to foreign countries. They're giving it away. They're giving your tax money away to illegal immigrants who have never paid any taxes and who are now in the country illegally. You know, it's when you turn on the television and you watch the media, you watch the news, quote unquote news, you expect these people, you used to trust these people to tell you the truth, but you can't. You cannot trust these people anymore. You know, I mean, it's just so much now with getting on a plane is getting, it's getting scary now. You know, you're wondering, you know, is this pilot, was he hired just because of his skin color or because he's gay or, you know, I mean, is he, you know, are they cutting corners with safety? You know, I just read an article about a whistleblower, I think his name was John Barnett, who was testifying against Boeing, and apparently he just committed suicide, I think in South Carolina. But, really? I mean, you know, and when Boeing has had all these safety issues, and he was a whistleblower talking about safety issues and saying that Boeing is cutting corners. I mean, can you trust these people anymore? You know, look at voting. Can we trust? You know, we used to trust the system, the election system, but we don't anymore. I mean, certainly I don't. I mean, the people who are counting our votes, the people who are running the computers, you know, I just voted in the primary in Virginia for the presidential primary, and I filled out, I darkened the little circle, and then I took the ballot and I fed it into a computer, basically. I fed it into this, like a copier machine, looks like a copier machine, basically, and boom, I just fed it into the machine. And how do I know that that machine hasn't been programmed to flip my vote or change or ignore my vote or what? I mean, how do we know this stuff? You know, how do we trust these people anymore? And, you know, even among countries, you know, we've had these we have this war in Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin said it. He said it to Tucker Carlson in his interview. He said that after the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia was told that NATO would not move eastward. But you tricked us. I mean, he said that. He actually said those words. I mean, you know, we're listening to the words of the translator, but, you know, he said, you know, you tricked us. I mean, they can't trust us. And now look at the Minsk agreements, which was supposed to be a peace deal so that Ukraine would stop, you know, bombing and shelling the Russian-speaking people in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass area, and, you know, Donetsk and Lugansk. And you know, now we know, I think it was Angela Merkel who basically came out and said that was just a stalling tactic. That was just, you know, it was a fake. It was a trick to just delay Russia so that Ukraine could build up its military. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, it was a trick. You know, they can't trust us. You know, so all this stuff is, you know, and this is all on purpose, right? I mean, this is all, they don't want us to trust each other. And we certainly can't trust any of these institutions anymore. We can't trust our Justice Department. We can't trust, you know, anybody in the federal government, because they're all just out for for themselves now. They're all just out to enrich their friends and enrich themselves and keep themselves in power and expand their power and keep us down. I mean, they think of the liberties of the average American as an impediment to their power. So there's so much, and this is, this is why our society is just falling apart. I mean, we have crime, and we have, my wife now, anywhere she goes, she parks her car, she puts the old club. Remember the club? She puts that on her car, because she's worried, because car theft has gotten so bad. And it's because we don't punish people anymore. We can't trust the police, and it's not just the police, it's the lawyers and the prosecutors and the judges that fill our places like Fairfax. I'm in Fairfax County, Virginia. You know, these places, they are not on our side. They are not on the people's side anymore. They are on the criminal side. We cannot trust them to do the very thing that they were originally put in place to do, which is protect our rights and punish people who violate our rights. They don't violate anybody's right. I mean, they don't punish these people anymore. I mean, look at, I've talked about this, about the crime in Washington, D.C., because I worry, I'm right next to Washington, D.C., and carjackings are just going through the roof. And a lot of these carjackings are being committed by young people, minors under the age of 18, because they know that they won't really be punished because they're just kids. So they're not going to, but some of them have guns and knives and they beat people and they drag people. And this is getting out of control. I mean, and this is our whole society. We used to trust the people in government to keep our communities safe and to keep, and now they don't represent us anymore. And, we certainly don't we can't trust the media. We can't trust the drug companies. Look at the food companies. I mean, the food, is the food even safe? And if you want to, there's a whole thing going on in Pennsylvania where the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture is trying to shut down Amish farms. These are Amish farmers who sell raw milk, which, I don't know about raw milk, but they sell all kinds of, organic food. And the government of Pennsylvania is trying to shut them down because, and why? Why are they trying to do that? I mean, that should not be that's not the point of what they were originally, put in place to do. And of course, all of all of this lack of trust, who benefits, right? I mean, who benefits? Obviously, the government. The government benefits because if we're all at each other's throats, like I've mentioned, the Thomas Hobbes, the Leviathan, the war of all against all, that's what they want, right? They want us all at each other's throats so that they can offer themselves, they can be the referee. They will have so much more power if we are all not trusting each other, and this is, it's all part of the plan to fundamentally destroy this high trust society that we used to have, where we were all on the same team. We were all working together, cooperating. And now you have, I still think, of course I blame the Democrats because to me, the Democrats are the ones who don't want to cooperate. They don't want this old system. They don't want the high trust society. This is why they want gun control, right? They want to take all our guns away. So only the government, because they don't trust their fellow man with guns. They don't trust their fellow man with anything, to do anything. The only, and this is, you know, I did an episode called Statism. I mean, this is what the Democrats, this is what they are. They are statists. They worship government. Government is their God. It is their one true God. It is the only thing they trust. And so they want all power to reside in government. And, you know, this is the fundamental transformation of America that I think that Barack Obama talked about, right? You know, this is why they're bringing in all these foreigners, right? Because they, you know, we used to be Americans. We're all Americans here, okay? We're all Americans. But now we've got, actually, no, we're not all Americans anymore. We've got millions and millions and millions and millions of people who aren't Americans. Not at all. They're not Americans, you know? And, you know, we're told, oh, diversity is our strength. But these are people from different parts of the world with different traditions, different cultures, different norms. We don't have those commonly shared norms that Francis Fukuyama talked about anymore. And that was back in, I think, 1995 when he wrote that book. You know, so you're talking 30 years ago, 29 years ago. So, you know, this is a fundamentally different country now. We are not a country based on, we don't have commonly shared norms anymore. You know, we're not all Americans. We're not all on the same team. You know, some of us want to just be free and want to trust our fellow man and want a government that will keep it, you know, will keep the our community safe and do the few jobs that we assign it to do. And, you know, we want to live in that high trust society. We want that society back. And I don't know how we get it back. I don't know how we get it back. But I think one, you know, the first step is to talk about it and think about it and you know, try to, and just demand that the people who are, you know, their job, if your job is to build airplanes, then you should build the airplanes, and that should be your focus. Not, you know, not racism, not fighting racism, or not fighting climate change. You know, that's not your focus. Your focus is building airplanes, build airplanes that fly, that won't fall out of the sky. That's your job. Just do that. That's what we trust you to do. You know, if you want us to trust you, then that's what you have to focus on. That needs to be your primary focus. So, you know, and just take that attitude through the whole, all of society, all of government, especially, though, really. So, all right, that's it. I just wanted to talk about that because I think we are really becoming a low trust society where you just can't trust your fellow man. You can't trust your neighbors, you know, because, and I think one of the things we can do is we can talk to our fellow neighbor, you know, our neighbors, talk to our friends, our family, our coworkers, our neighbors, even strangers, you know, talk to them about this stuff and say, look, you know, gun control is a great way to talk about this too, because I think that, you know, Democrats particularly want to just take all your guns away, and because they don't trust you. And if we explain to them that, hey, you know, if you don't trust me, okay, but we have a justice system that will punish me if I use my guns to violate your rights. So you should just leave me alone unless and until I violate your rights. Then the government can step in. So basically, you know, if you don't trust, you know, maybe the problem is that you don't trust that government system anymore. I mean, it seems like you just don't trust the government to punish me, you know, because if you trusted the government to punish me, then you would feel safer. You know, you wouldn't be so terrified of me. Oh, he's got guns, you know? So I think that's one of the things we can sort of point out, you know, that if we can bring this trust back, but we have to refocus the government on the things it's supposed to focus on and demand that it do what it's supposed to do. And then we can trust that system of justice. You know, we can have our stores and we can say, hey, look, you know, I have this store and I'm going to sell, you know, we have all these stores pulling out of all these Democrat cities like San Francisco. The stores are leaving. They're leaving because everybody's stealing their stuff. They're walking in and just stealing everything, right? So, yeah, you know, if you have that kind of a system, you know, they basically can't trust the people who own those stores can't trust the people anymore because the government has stopped respecting their property rights and punishing people who violate their property rights. So they can't trust the people anymore, and they're not allowed to defend themselves. They're not allowed to, you know, if you come in and steal stuff, if they shoot you with a shotgun, well, then you'll get, you know, they will get arrested, right? So, you know, which is, I mean, so what are we doing here? I mean, what kind of country, we can't have a civilization like this. We cannot have a society without trust. So, all right, that's it. I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.